This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.
And check your DMs. I sent you a DM. I need some info from you.
Did the Lightning win?
Yeah! Yes,
sir!
I was about to make the announcement, but I'm glad you brought it up. 2-0, two in a row in Sunrise, Florida. It doesn't look good for the Panthers, man. And they were favorites, I think, right?
Well, they were up there for the East. I mean, it's Colorado pretty much in the West, and they're supposed to be. They won the President's Trophy, didn't they?
And yes. What round is this now?
This is the second
round. Yeah. Yeah,
man. So Lightning could be going for three in a row.
I mean, that's officially a dynasty, right?
That's really hard because in hockey, I feel like hockey more than any other sport, home ice means nothing. It seems like.
Sort of, yeah.
I feel like Game 7, if it goes that far, it would mean something.
But Lightning won Game 7 and against Toronto.
I know, but I think you're probably more favored to win it in your home, on your home ice. You want to play Game 7 in your home stadium.
Oh, you want to play every arena. Game. But the Amalie Arena here is such a great home ice advantage. I mean, they really, really do it up. I was watching the game, the Game 1 in Sunrise, and Their fans are fine, but it's not the same. And Amalie, they have the real Tesla coils shooting lightning everywhere. The fans, I mean, I think they've sold out like 4 years in a row in that arena for every game. So it's a real, real hockey town. It's stupid.
I will say, I'm impressed. It's funny because, man, the poor Rays. Because I'm impressed. Tampa's a good sports town.
Awesome.
They love the Bucks. They love the Lightning, but the poor Rays somehow find a way to be a solid team every year on a $75 budget.
I know.
And no one goes to see them. Like, I went to a Rays game last season, I believe. Actually, a homegrown person from Tampa, a good friend of mine, Jen Sturger, and her husband, Cody Decker, former baseball player.
I know who both of those are, yeah.
Love them to death. They're like brother and sister to me. And of course, me and my amazing girlfriend, we went to a Tampa Bay Rays game. And I'm sitting next to Cody because Cody, like, is a former pro, so he knows everything about baseball. He goes, I go, what do you think about the stadium? He goes, dude, this stadium is a AAA stadium at best. It should be torn down, and no professional should ever have to play in it. And I'm like, well, the fans figured it out because there's like 4,000 people here.
Yeah, I mean, they've been talking for years about relocating, where they're going to be and all that.
It's been Canada and stuff, yeah.
Well, they talked about it. That kind of went away. But Ybor City is a spot that people really like, you know, for a stadium. And the idea is to make a smaller stadium. Ooh. That way you have a more realistic crowd. Because
like San Diego. San Diego's walk-up traffic to the stadium. It's awesome.
Yeah, and most stadiums don't fill up in baseball. I mean, people want to say, you know, that they have great attendance, but even Yankee Stadium, if you watch games, they're empty all the time. Mm-hmm. They do well because they sell the boxes. You know, they have a lot of corporate money and all that, but there's not a whole lot of baseball stadiums selling out games. I mean, Oakland's horrible. I watched a game. The Rays were playing in Oakland a couple of weeks ago, and I think it was six people there. It was ridiculous. Like, they let the guys in the dugout go sit in the stands just to make it look better on TV. It was so bad.
It's like, hey, you want to go to an A's game? I don't know. Is Steph Curry going to be there? No.
Right.
All right. Forget it.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, but TV ratings, Rays have some of the best TV ratings there is, so the fans are there. They just don't want to go to Tropicana Field in St. Pete for some reason.
Sure.
Yeah.
I love St. Pete.
The Rays actually closed the upper decks. They have the press level open in the second. They don't have, they have the, you know, it used to be called the beach, and it's kind of out in left field up top. I think those are open in the third level, but all the third level is closed.
Yeah.
Now, and I think to make an effort to just, you know, get people sitting in the seats so it looks a little better.
It's like what wrestling does.
Yeah.
When it's not a sellout in wrestling, they black out certain parts of the arena so it looks okay on television.
Yeah. Right. So that's what the Rays are doing now. I like that stadium. They make it better every year. I can't imagine having an outdoor stadium in St. Petersburg.
It would be hot. We get a lot of rainouts.
Yeah.
But a retractable roof would be good because on the, like in April, the April games will be nice to open it up.
It's too hot.
No, it's nice
too
in
hot.
April.
No,
come
man,
on.
Too hot, dude.
Night games.
No, man.
All
too
right.
hot. Even in September, if you get to September, October, It's hot. Too hot.
You are like an old person that lives in St. Pete. No, it's too hot.
Well,
can't they have an air-conditioned stadium?
Yeah, they do. We got one. It's great. It was awesome. I had a blast at the Rays game, but... You know, I don't. That's a constant debate of why they're.
Yeah, but people go to the Bucks games and sweat their balls off.
Yeah, I. You know what? I won't go. I won't go. It's too hot.
I'm a diehard, lifelong Kansas City Chiefs fan. Right. I was lucky enough to go to the Super Bowl they won in Miami.
Yeah.
I really wanted to go to the Super Bowl in Tampa. I am so glad I didn't, because yeah. I would have been miserable for three quarters of that game. They started off great.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the game just. Patrick Mahomes just running for his dear life. Yeah. I've never seen. The worst part is, I kind of saw it coming, but I mean, that offensive line might as well have just laid down every single. It was ridiculous.
It wasn't good.
Oh, so glad I was not there. I would have bitched been. I would. Oh,
yeah.
No.
I wish I could have been there, but it was. It was the pandemic Super Bowl. They only had 25% of the seats, and they gave a bunch away to healthcare workers,
which I loved. It was great.
Awesome, but. It made the price of the ticket even that much more. So if you wanted to go, it was like...
Well, you know what I did? Did you know that you could pay $100 to the NFL and they would possibly make a cardboard cutout of you and put you in there?
Yeah.
So I did that thinking like, okay, I'll send my thing just for fun. And they're like, well, if you make it into the stadium, we'll send you a photo, but there's no refunds. I'm like, whoa, I'm giving you $100 to maybe... Get my cardboard cut out. And then they never sent me a photo, never got in, never got my money back. I'm like, go to hell, NFL.
Yeah.
Taking my money like that.
They did that with the Rays, too. It was like $60, and you can put you in the seats and all that. I'm like, why don't they should do the cardboard cutouts for all the Rays games?
You know,
It'd be nice, you know? Because I know watching the football games back when they were doing it, like the Super Bowl, it looked like there was people there, did it not? Mm-hmm. Like, it kind of looks like a full stadium. It's just a bunch of cardboard people. So. Mm-hmm. It still worked out. We got a few more minutes left. If you want tickets to go see my buddy Johnny LaQuasto next week, May 25th, that's Wednesday night, 8 o'clock at Side Splitters Comedy Club in Carrollwood. And, of course, Law Smith's going to be there. I don't know what other comics are going to be there. I'm going to pop in. I mean, if I get on stage, I mean, that's totally up to BT. I mean, you know how it is. But I'll go jump up and do a few minutes. That'd be a pleasure.
Why not?
Oh, dude, I would love it. Nice, rabid Wednesday night crowd. It'd be a lot of fun. Make sure you hit us up, and we'll make sure we get you some tickets out there, get you a pair of tickets to come see Johnny out there, and I'll have some swag for you. I'll come out there and give away some stuff.
That's right.
You know, rub elbows and give hugs and all that stuff, and try to catch monkeypox, the brand new pandemic, and everything. It'll be perfect.
And if you haven't been to a comedy show in a while, come on out. It's going to be a great time. Showtime about 8 o'clock, maybe a couple minutes after, whatever. Show goes till about 9:30. If you got work the next day, you're good. You come out, you get some laughs, you see some comics you've never seen before. You give a nice little pat on the back to Johnny B. Say, hey, thanks for telling me about the show.
Damn right.
And then everyone goes home happy.
And there won't be a Lightning game that night because they're going to sweep them Monday.
I hope they do. I don't want to have a play. Playoff sports murders comedy. I do not want that happening.
I did a show when the Bucks won the Super Bowl. Luckily, I had already sold this show out before they scheduled the wild card game.
Wow.
But I had to be on stage. It was a show out in Bradenton at this piano bar. It was an awesome show. And I did this dual act with a buddy of mine who's a musician. He got up and did an hour of music. I did an hour of comedy. Then we got up together because I did music before comedy. And we did this like duo thing. And it was awesome. It was great. Except the game was on. And so I said, could you just put it on one TV at the bar I could just see it in the corner? And I'm on stage doing my set, and I'm watching like Tom Brady like hit Antonio Brown for a touchdown. I'm like, God damn it. It was killing me.
And Antonio Brown takes off his jersey and his shirt and runs away.
Yes, eventually. Yeah, like everybody in my life. They eventually take off their jersey and run off the field in their underwear. That's just how it is. So, yeah, the Lightning play Sunday and Monday. So it'll be a sweep. And then Wednesday night, everybody come out and see Johnny.
And we'll celebrate them Lightning. Oh,
it would be great. We could start the show out like this.
Siren is happening, that there's a medical emergency.
Oh my God, Putin. It's Putin.
Yeah, and in these days it might be, man.
My God. Remember when that was a thing?
What? For Ukraine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Remember. 2 weeks ago,
for about 2 weeks, they were like giving us like instructions on how to avoid dying in a nuclear war. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Still got to keep your eyes open.
Hey. Oh my God! I just saw the goal. It was 6 seconds left.
What?
Kucherov like did this crazy pass behind the net to Colton, and Colton just put it in like 6 seconds.
Yeah,
so they won 2-1.
Yeah,
with a few seconds left.
Six seconds. Yeah,
so cool.
My goodness,
that is fun. Good times. Great oldies. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hey, man.
Oh, I'm on?
You are, bro. What's going on?
You know it, bro.
What's up, bud?
Hey, is it possible you could showcase your Mo impression to the guest and, like, do a little something about the lightning or something about, the inner workings of the lightning, maybe?
Okay. Which Mo?
It's the guy.
Yeah, I think he would have to know Mo in order to appreciate that impression.
Yeah, he has a show on before the show.
Oh, I thought you meant Mo from The Simpsons or Mo from The Three Stooges.
No, those are famous Mo's. He's talking about a cat named Mo.
Okay.
Are you saying that you would like me to reciprocate your request?
It sounds like you're about to sing It's a Wonderful World.
Basically, something like that. I've seen skies of blue. Clouds of white. Oh, that hurts my throat.
Yeah.
I'm actually singing a national anthem Saturday for the Yankees double-A team here in town. So I can't be screwing my voice up.
Yeah, don't Roseanne bar that one. No.
I will not. No, I will not do that. All right, buddy. Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I can do a Forrest Gump right quick.
You want to do it?
It won't even take too long. Huh? Yeah. So, hey, Jenny. Lieutenant Dan, you got yourself some magic legs.
Pretty good.
Come on, Will. Don't do that to him.
That wasn't me, sir.
Sorry, dude. Will's got the soundboard.
Will!
Sorry, buddy. Have a good one.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what a good impression is.
I always get that Roseanne Barr thing. Like, I did the last 2 years of Monster Jam. They had me come out and do the national anthem.
You did Monster Jam?
Yeah, which
I've had
so
a few
cool
friends who did Monster Jam, and actually, there's like a big one coming to Orlando, I think.
Yeah, coming up soon. And it was really cool because, like, I've always wanted to sing the national anthem for a Bucks game, but I never got that opportunity. I mean, they have like Grammy Award winners out there, but it was still Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah, dude.
And I still got to stand in front of like 50,000 people for Monster Jam and do it. But afterwards, I had probably 20 listeners that were there with their families, and they go, most of them were like, dude, when we saw you about to sing, we thought it was like a joke, like you were going to Roseanne Barr it.
I mean, it's understandable.
Oh, yeah. Here we see this comedian getting ready to sing. We thought you were going to like Roseanne Barr. I go, I'm not a damn communist. You know what I mean? I'm gonna do my best. It's a national anthem.
I was talking to somebody the other day. I can't remember who, but they were very shocked that you were a performer.
Well, because
I had
ugly,
no idea.
Because I'm ugly. Every time I sing and somebody goes, I didn't expect that to come out of you. I get it.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could sing.
See? Exactly.
Who was it? Damn, I can't remember. My memory's so bad.
I look like a melted piece of mozzarella. It's pathetic. It's not good.
Yeah, but you know what? Everyone loves mozzarella sticks.
Son of a bitch, he's right. He is absolutely
You're
right.
You're a deep-fried, adorable man.
Oh, my God. I'm loaded with fat and yumminess, and the show's over. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
You believe that?
I can believe it.
Just
yeah.
like that.
Bam.
Johnny, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, your website, everywhere, Johnny LaQuasto.
All right. Find me at JQuasto on social media, JQuasto. Please come on out to Sidesplitters Comedy Club this Wednesday, May 25th, 8 p.m. The ticket link's all over. Hit me up if you want some tickets. I'll tell you how to go. Also, if you love MMA, I'm the lead play-by-play broadcaster for Titan FC on UFC Fight Pass. The next fight is coming up Friday night, June 3rd, live from Miramar, Florida. You can watch it on UFC Fight Pass. Also, lead commentator for Undisputed Boxing Promotions. I think our next one's coming up in August. You can follow them on social media. And also, still very active in all things professional wrestling, sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it. But right now, the most important thing, Sidesplitters Comedy Club, this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Come on out and then kick me out the Florida door.
Hell yeah, man. I'll be there, too. Come hang out with us. It's going to be a party, baby. Will, did you want to plug yourself real hard?
Yes. HMBRadio.com. That's my website. A podcast lives there called The Homemade Broadcast. Check it out. It's with me and a dead woman. We do a live stream Wednesday on YouTube. Put HMB Radio, all one word, and subscribe to the channel. Have a great day. Love you. Goodbye.
There you go. You can find all my crap, you know, JohnnyBComedy.com, Johnny B Tampa on the social media, Johnny B Comedy on the Twitter. I got shows coming up all over the state, from Dunedin to New Smyrna Beach and probably even Lakeland. Who knows? I got to check my own website. I'm too old to even know where I'm going to be at, so... Come check me out. Johnny, so good to have you on, bro.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Honor to be here.
All right, man. May 25th. That's next Wednesday. We'll see you there. Bye-bye, B-holes.
This is original 102.5 The Bone On Demand audio.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.